blind to see. Number two, not to fear. And number three, to break complacency. The power of vision gives me the ability to see, not to fear, and break complacency. For a person who is short of spirit cannot believe in what he has been spoken or see beyond his immediate problem. And let quickly turn with me to Exodus chapter 6, verse 9. Exodus 6, verse 9. Exodus 6, verse 9. And it says, so Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not heed Moses because of anguish or shortness of spirit and cruel bondage. It's amazing when you're going through something, how quickly we get short of spirit. It's like being short of breath. We just feel we can't do it. We just feel we can't accomplish. We just feel we can't get through it. And therefore, what God shows us, it looks so impossible to us. It looks so beyond us. And usually, the reality of it usually is beyond you. Because you should get no glory in anything that God does in your life. All the glory should go to Him. But I've got to make room for a miracle and for faith to move in my life. Your mountain, and each of us must be prepared to encourage ourselves in God to see that mountain that's in front of me, that stumbling block, whatever it is that's in front of me, be removed and cast into the sea. And it's by faith that'll happen. My mouth and my heart must be full of faith to believe God. So when He said, when you speak to that mountain, it shall be removed. Not it could be, not it might be, not it would be, but it shall be removed. And most of us are like the rest of us, we usually are battling a problem. Some of us, it's the same problem over and over again. And you can relate to that in Hebrews chapter 12 when it says the sin that so easily besets us. There's sometimes specific things that we constantly battle, we constantly come up against, we constantly hit our head against over and over and over again. Just like the children of Israel had to constantly go round and round and round and round and round in the wilderness for 40 years because their problem was unbelief. And eventually, that thing that doesn't believe has to die off. So the new generation or the new man in you can move in. But faith has to enter in what God has said for our lives. I must step out and walk out what He has put inside of me and give substance to my dream. There has to be a stepping out. There has to be a moving out beyond my now, beyond my limitation and believing God that God can move on my behalf. I've got to start stirring up something within my spirit called faith to believe God that He wants to take me beyond my now. And the stirring has to be done by you and I. You can't wait for heaven to stir you. You can't wait for a meeting to stir you. You can't wait for a pastor or a minister or someone else to lay hands on you to stir you. There is something that you have to start doing in your private time, in your daily walk with God to say, God, I'm not satisfied where I'm at. God, I'm not happy where they're at. You have so much for me. You have shown me things that I yet not have attained. And God, I want to attain that which you've shown me. I'm not satisfied. David said that in Psalm 15. I will never be satisfied till I awake in your likeness. There was a dissatisfaction in him. Then he said, I will not be happy until I fulfill or do what God's required of me. And please, if there's a dissatisfaction within you, let it not be of God, or with God, but let it be of God so you're not complacent or not, don't get settled in where you're at. Let a dissatisfaction arise in your spirit and say, I'm not happy where I'm at. There is more for me. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe God has so much more for you? Do you believe it? Because if you do, you have to start stirring yourself up. It says, build yourself up in your most holy faith. My wife had a little revelation this morning. She goes, David, sometimes I'm not entering into what God has for me because I'm not speaking in the Spirit. She goes, I lack speaking in the Spirit.
They don't see any new faces, so what do I mean by that? Speaking in tongues. It's probably one of the most neglected gifts in your Christian walk. Speaking in tongues. Because your spirit makes intercession on behalf of you. And therefore, what you do not know what to pray, or how to express what you want to pray, you start to express it in the spirit. And so you start walking around. You say, God, I just don't know what to say to you anymore. I just can't comprehend. I just can't verbalize what I need to discuss with you. And all of a sudden you say, but God, you've given me a new language that I can speak, a heavenly language. And therefore you start speaking in the spirit. And all of a sudden, something starts building in your spirit. Because it's starting to make intercession. You see, your spirit is trying to commune with God. And it's communing directly with God through the speaking of tongues. And all of a sudden, something starts to arise in your belly. Something starts to build within you. Something starts to swell inside of you. And you say, God, you know, faith and hope starting to arise within me. And you're saying, yeah, God, all things are possible to him who believes. Yes, God, I thank you that, Lord, you're a God that does not lie. You're a God that your word shall not return void. God, you've already spoken it to me. Therefore, I'm going to claim it. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to see it. And you've got to start doing that in your own walk with God every day. Give substance to the dream. Turn with me to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 6 to 11. Hebrews 11, verse 6 to 11. Now, just before I go on to that, I want to say this. If you're not dreaming, if you haven't been given a dream, or you don't know what your thing is in God, ask. All you have to do is ask Him. Why a lot of people don't hear what God's trying to say is because they don't want to hear what God's trying to say to them. They want to see either something more or something less. Oh, that can't be me. No, God's got something far greater than that for me. But if you're faithful a little, He'll then give you much. And sometimes we want to be the forerunner in something instead of just being a participator in something. In other words, the captain of the team instead of just being in the team. Oh no, I'm too good for them. I'm better than them. But hear me, just start being a participator in the kingdom of God and He'll bless you with the more. You don't have to look for it. You don't have to cry out for it. If it's on your life, He will make it happen. And what God opens, no man can shut. Absolutely no one, no matter how hard they try. Hebrews 11, verse 6 to 11. Let's read. But without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. Who wants to please your God? I want to please my God. Therefore, I've got to be walking in faith. For he that comes to God must believe what? That is a question. He must believe God that he is what? He is God. Now, if I believe that he is God, therefore, nothing's impossible to God. How I believe in my God makes me, can either limit him, or stop him, or hinder him in manifesting that which he has for my life. How big is your God? How big is he? How big is your God? It's imperative that I get a right picture of God. He must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek him. Condition. I am, but you must seek me. If you seek me, I'll reward you. If you don't seek me, there's no reward. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, not seen as yet, moved with fear. In other words, he had a fear of God. He didn't see it. He never saw rain. He never knew what rain was. He only heard God says, I'm going to send down a rain upon this earth. And you shall build an ark. 120 years he built an ark. Noah was a righteous man. Undoubtedly, he would have preached the gospel for 120 years, saying, you better get, you, God's going to pour out a rain. You know, I'm going to build an ark. You can come in the ark. Not one got saved. In 120 years. Yet he and his household entered the ark. Prepare an ark for the saving of his house, did something about what he had heard. That's what he did. What have I done? Or what am I doing about what I have heard from God? What am I doing about it? Am I sitting on my laurels? Say, ah, well, it'll all just happen when it happens, and whatever it goes, it'll do. Just come see, come so, whatever will be, shall be. But you know what? You can usher in the presence of God. You can start building yourself up. You can start getting yourself prepared. Noah undoubtedly had to be prepared. He just didn't say, oh, well, I'll build an ark probably a week before it rains. I'll go out and I'll get a bit of wood and I'll knock up this thing. Immediately he heard, he was moved with fear and he began. He began. He began to do what God had required of him to do. And I need to begin. You need to begin what God has required of me to do. Not knowing whether he went, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise. Sorry, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called out to go into a place that he should, after he received it for an inheritance, obeyed and went out. Faith requires an act of obedience. It requires an act of obedience. He didn't obey because he knew what was going to happen. He obeyed because he had heard. Obedience should not be conditioned by what I see. Obedience should be conditioned upon what I hear. God said, therefore I do. He requires obedience more than sacrifice. Not knowing whither he went, I'm looking at Old King James now, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city whose foundations and whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah received strength to conceive seed. Faith gives you strength. Faith grants you strength. By faith, Sarah received strength to conceive seed. Faith grants you strength to conceive what God has placed in your life. And delivered, and was delivered of a child when she was past age. In other words, she conceived, then by faith she delivered. Faith gave her the strength, the capacity, and the ability to bring forth what God had promised. Faith. She received strength. Supernatural strength. God created something in her womb. See, passion's the womb. Faith allows me to receive what he said. And purpose allows it to grow. For to build one's faith, one must come to the conclusion that all things are possible. All things. To him who believes. He gave strength, the capacity, the ability to bring forth what God had promised. Why? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. She judged who faithful? God. She judged God faithful who had promised her. Faithful is this, faith that has been tried and tested. Undoubtedly the enemy would come along and say, there's no way at 99 you're going to have a baby girl. You've got to be kidding me. You think all these years you've been trying, you've done this, you've done that, and all of a sudden you're all shriveled up and withered, and you think you're going to bring forth life? You've got to be kidding me. And everything she kept saying, huh? But he said. He said. Therefore, if he said, he'll do. He said, he'll do. I must believe that he is able to do whatever he said. And those who come to God must believe that he is, and he is the answer to my every need. Not some needs, every need. And faith can be strengthened by giving God the glory and counting him to be faithful. You see, when I feel faithless, when I'm faithless, he's faithful. What I must do is get into a place of saying, God, I don't feel to speak in tongues. I don't feel to do this. I just don't, God, I'm lacking faith. How do I build my first step of faith is start to worship. Start to magnify him. Start to praise him. Start to love on him. Start seeing him in a new way, with a different vision. Start seeing your God is able to do absolutely everything. Everything he speaks comes to pass. Everything he speaks is created. Everything he declares shall be. That's your God. That's my God. Leviticus 19, verse 19. Leviticus 19:19. Now, and you shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your livestock breed with another kind. You shall not sow your field with mixed seed. Don't allow mixed seed to come out of your mouth. Don't be saying one minute, I believe God, I believe God, I believe God, I believe God. And all of a sudden out your mouth, oh no, that wasn't God. Oh no, that won't happen. Oh no, that won't come to pass. You're bringing forth mixed seed. But keep your seed pure. One of the greatest discouragements is when you're starting to speak out. Is usually those who are the closest to you. Jesus couldn't do many miracles in his own hometown because they perceived him who he thought, they thought who he was. Oh, he's only the son of the carpenter. Who do you think you are speaking like that? So those who are usually closer, and you've got to be very aware of this, when you start sharing your dream with some people, usually those who are the closest to you will be your knockers of your dream. Don't allow even what they're saying to bring mixed seed out of your mouth. Oh, do you really reckon, love? Darling, that's not God. You ain't ever attained to that. God will never. Oh, who do you think you are? You know, God's going to smite you for your pride. But what I've got to do is say, no, darling, stand with me. Believe with me. I really believe God's saying this with me. And don't allow mixed seed to start coming out of your mouth. My words should be a seed and should not be mixed. One minute faith, one minute unbelief. Proverbs 15 verse 4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. In these words that have reached my spirit, everyone has fleeting thoughts that affect my life and can hinder vision. Vision that God has conceived in my life. Proverbs 18 verse 6 says, a fool's lips enter into contention and his mouth calls for blows. Verse 7 says, a fool's mouth is his destruction and his lips are the snare of his soul. They entrap you. They hinder you. They hold you back. Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Everything is framed and created by words. And what I'll receive is only when I speak by words of faith. Now, please hear me. I'm not saying blab grab. I'm saying whatever God has spoken into your spirit, you better start believing what he's spoken and start sowing into what he has spoken to receive what he has spoken. If you do not start believing and start sowing into that area of your life, it might never, ever happen. And all you have was a dream. And you've never walked in your dream because you've given no substance to it by faith. Vision is the conception of what God has purposed in your life. And passion is the womb And words are the birthing of it. Mark 5, verse 22 to 24. It says about Jairus' daughter was sick and he came to him. Who can help him? His faith was, in verse 23, come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live. Jesus, you're my answer. Just come and lay your hands on her and she's going to live. But before he reached out in faith, there was a cry of desperation for his miracle. And he begged him, how desperate am I to receive my miracle? He just didn't say, oh, Jesus, by the way, mate, just come along. You know, I know you're busy, but I need you right now. Just come along. No, there was a cry in his spirit. Jesus, my daughter's dead. And only you're the only one that can help her. Come with me. And God immediately heard the cry of desperation. In verse 35, a servant of his own house came along and says, why do you trouble the master? Your daughter's dead. Isn't it amazing? Those of your own house, don't bother him. What are you praying that for? Don't bother him. That thing's dead. And right there, usually most people let go of the dream and the miracle. But we must put a stop to the voice of unbelief. People are entitled to opinions, but I don't have to receive that opinion. For what comes out of my mouth must be words of life and words of possibility and hope in God. Proverbs 12, verse 25 says, anxiety or fear, a heaviness, a sorrow of heart of a man causes depression, but a good work or a good word makes it glad speaking. A good word. We should be speaking words of encouragement, exhortation, and life. Verse 35 of Mark 5. The servant of his own house came and spoke words of despair and words of hopelessness. And one of the greatest problems I feel in the areas of faith in the household is familiarity. You become so familiar with a person. You speak negativity to them. And familiarity came across. And immediately, Jairus had lost hope. Verse 36 of chapter 5, it says this, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, not the face of the man, not the despair of the man, not the situation, the word of the man. As soon as he heard the word of the man, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. See, Jesus wasn't moved by what he saw. Jesus heard the word that he had spoken and straightaway counteracted that word with faith. Don't be in despair. Believe. Come on, you reached out a minute ago to me in desperation saying, Jesus, you're the only one that can help me. And all of a sudden, because you've heard a report, now you've limited me. Don't despair, only believe. I'm not just the God of the living. That's what he was saying. Because all things are subject to him, even death. When Jesus heard that word, the word of unbelief, that the word brings fear, he countered it saying, don't be afraid. What's robbing me of my faith? Fear is one of the greatest thieves of faith. Fear. Fear that it won't happen. Or it will happen. Fear that I've opened my mouth and what are people going to think of me? But you know what most people think when you open your mouth? Well, it might say that, but I don't believe that. A lot of people think, oh, that person's just always saying that he believes God's going to do this and he's going to believe God. But the reality is saying, I wish I could say that and stand in faith. Wish I could do that. It's time to step out in the water with your dream. There was 11 that were just spectators. And when Peter was called on the water, 11 were spectating. But I guarantee you, them 11 were saying, gee, I wish I could do that. Gee, I wish I'd... Why, why didn't I just, when he said come, why didn't I just jump out in the boat with him? Hey? And immediately saying, I see it didn't work. Presumption, it didn't work. And all of a sudden they're seeing this hand go, oh, Jesus was there anyway. God on his faith. God on his faith. Proverbs 18, verse 21. It says, death and life are in the power of the, and those who love it will eat of its fruit. The fruit of life or the fruit of death. Matthew 9, verse 24 and 25. Matthew 9, verse 24 and 25. Matthew 9, verse 24 and 25. Going. If you don't know where Matthew is, we're in serious problems. Matthew 9, verse 24 and 25. He said to them, what? Make room. He said to them, make room for the girl, the miracle. The girl is not dead, but sleeping. And they what? Laughed at, ridiculed him. People laugh sometimes at faith. But when the crowd was put outside, see, you've got to put every one of those voices outside. And when all that distraction and when all that voices, when all that ridicule, when all that unbelief, you just say, outside. You have no right in my heart. Outside. You have no right in my head. Outside. You have no right in my soul. Out. When he put them outside, he went and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. Jesus had to put outside those who contradicted his faith. His response to Jairus was this, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid to step out for God. Don't be afraid to believe your God. Don't be afraid to stand on the word of God that he's declared over your life. Don't be afraid. Make room for your God to move. Put away the voices. Make room for him and say, God, you're more than able. Father, I dare to believe. God, give me faith that I'll build up faith that I can receive strength to see what you've declared come to pass. God, I'm prepared to make room and believe the unbelievable and hope in the hopeless. God, I believe what you've declared you can do. God, just like Rachel, and I count you faithful in what you speak. And what you've said shall come to pass. He wants people this morning to make some room. Yes, you might be alone with the problem. But in the midst of your problem, there's another one standing with you. Hello? And he has the power to give life where everyone else sees death. He has the power. Because he rules and reigns over even death. Death is subject to him. You've got to put out every voice. You've got to say, God, I dare to believe. God, nothing's impossible for you. You're so great. You're so awesome. By the very words that came out of your mouth, you formed and fashioned the whole world. He speaks and it is. Will I make room for him this morning in my life? Will I make room for him to see my miracle come to pass? Faith. 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 We don't talk much about faith. We need to talk more about faith. A lot more. About faith. It's the only thing that pleases your God. Not what I can offer him. Faith demands obedience. It demands me and commands me to get out of my boat, my safety net, and dare to walk on the word called come. And there's a word, that word to you this morning. He's saying, will you come? Will you get out of your safety net? Will you get out of your comfort zone? Will you get out of your familiarity? And dare step out and come. You know, we look at the book of Acts and we say, oh, what a great church. What an awesome church. What a wonder. I mean, the things that they had, the things that they did. But you better believe me, they were walking in faith. They were walking in faith. And the reality is, that should not be what I should try to attain to. That should be my springboard for where I jump from. Hello? Faith. Faith is the substance of what am I dreaming? What am I hoping for? What am I believing God for? All things are possible to him who believes. How many things? All things. Does it mean he has to do it there and now when I command it? No. In his right time, at the right moment. And even when it doesn't seem it's even happening and nothing's working, I shall not be moved. Because I'm not moved by sight. The only thing that moves me is his word. Jesus only ever moved when he heard the word. I only do what I see my Father do. I only speak what I hear my Father speak. Nothing else moved him. When he said, you shall eat my body and you shall drink my blood. And they said, this is a hard saying. And all of a sudden, it says, many turned their back on him and went back. Jesus said to the 12, will you leave me also? Do you think Jesus was really worried if they did? He never once looked back to see who was following him. All he kept doing was the will of the Father. And when you're stepping out in faith, please don't look for a cheering squad. Sometimes you mightn't even get a confirmation. Just keep doing the will of the Father. Amen. God wants to stir some faith this morning. God wants you to make room for your miracle. And sometimes we've clogged up the way. Sometimes we've clogged it up the way with our own methodological thinking of how things should happen. And sometimes we counteract faith by our intellect. Well, I'll believe God when this happens and this happens and this happens and that happens. And then when I see it, yeah, of course, hey, hallelujah. God, I believe you. But that's not faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen with the natural eye. Hello? God wants you to make some room. People need some miracles in this house this morning. People need some miracles. Would you dare believe your God? I can't give you a miracle. Only he can. But I can certainly lay hands on you and pray for you and believe with you. For where two or three agree concerning anything on earth, I can stand in faith with you. And even if you're faithless, I can stand in faith with you. Because when the man that was in was a paralytic was let through the roof of the house, and Jesus says to them, and I saw their faith. Their faith. And God touched him on their faith. So when someone's faithless, guess what? You can stand in the gap and be believing for them. And God can do it. Hello? Don't say to people, oh, you lack faith, that's why it hasn't happened. If they're lacking the faith, stand in the gap. For goodness sake. That's a cop-out. I hate that. Oh, you're just like that because you lack faith. That's not the truth. That's a cop-out. If they're lacking faith, stand in the gap. Believe for them. Amen? Let's stand. Hallelujah. Some people need a miracle this morning. Some people need to see God do a miracle. What I really feel the Holy Ghost is saying to me this morning, make room. Get them voices out of the way. And make room. Make room this morning to see God move on your behalf. The when is up to Him. The how is up to Him. But believe me, He'll do it. If you need a miracle in your life this morning and you need someone to stand with you, I'd love to stand with you to see God move. If you need to see your mountain cast into the sea, let's stand together and see God move. Amen? If you need that this morning, you just come out. Let's believe God together to see a miracle. Whatever your miracle might be. Hallelujah. Miracles of God. Jesus. The miracle of God. Miracle of heaven. I thought that was going to be a miracle. She's going to speak. I thought I was going to see my first miracle. Hallelujah. Your God wants to move on your behalf this morning. Now, the rest of us can be believing for these people right now. Don't just stand there and say, oh, well, that's good. They're out here. That's good. You can be believing for them right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Stretch forth your hands, please. Let's believe for these people. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You're a mountain mover. You're a mountain mover, Father. I thank you, Jesus. You're the master of the breakthrough. God, declare breakthrough over these people's lives in Jesus' name. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Father, instill greater faith. God, let this man see his miracle. Shandarabasi katai. Dare to believe your God. Dare to believe your God. Hallelujah. Stir up the most holy faith. Stir it up, Peter. Keep stirring it up. Stir 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 it up. Don't look with the eye of the natural man. Stir it up. Father, I declare breakthrough. Breakthrough in this man's life. Father, in Jesus' holy name, he will see. My God, what you've declared in Jesus' name, God, now fill him afresh. Power of God, flow over him. That, Lord, he would be the vessel that you will use. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we remove every arrow of unbelief in the name of Jesus Christ. That, God, he would stand strong upon your word, a declarer of your word in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in his spirit in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Come on now. Oh God, you're the healer. Father, we thank you for the healing power of God to touch her in Jesus' name. God, bring full restoration to this hand. Lord, that it will be better than what it even was. God, before it was even troubled. Father, I thank you for full mobilization, healing and restoration. In the name of Jesus, I thank you now, God, for your anointing in Jesus' name. Yeah. I just sense that God's saying there's this restoration of sensitivity. I just sense that God's taken away, there's an aching tingling, and God's taken that away, and he's bringing a full restoration to in that. And in that time, that you've got, there's going to be a time of giving God the glory. And that, thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus. Shura ba ba ba. What do you believe in God for, bro?
Just a breakthrough.
Breakthrough. By faith. By faith. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the breakthrough. You're the master of it. this morning, Father, as my brother comes before you to believe for a miracle. God, you would create the miracle that he would be one that steps out in the water and says yes to you in Jesus' holy name. I thank you now, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Can you see it, Alistair? Can you see it?
Yes, I can't believe it.
I'll see it. Just keep seeing it. And you've got to say, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help his unbelief this morning, Father. Oh God, let us not by his natural ability, but by yours. And Father, you will bring it to pass. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. I remove every voice of doubt and unbelief. We close the door to them right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Father. I see God settling your heart. There's been a bit of turmoil in your heart. God settling your heart. Settling your heart. And let God just settle your heart. That that word be established. Hallelujah. Sharabarabababa. Father. Who God. Faith of your spirit. Yes, oh God, I thank you now for breakthrough over this life in Jesus' name for what she's believing. She would see her miracle in this hour, in this age. God, in Jesus' holy name. I have not spoken that, says the Lord already. I'm a God that cannot lie. Ye shall see it, says the Lord. Ye shall see it in your day. Hallelujah. You can rest in that and have confidence in me, says the Lord. Thank you, Father, for your assurance tonight. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Let your anointing flood her with your peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Awesome.
Sharababa karaba. See it? You've seen it, but you don't believe it. Your God saying, believe. Believe the vision. Believe it, says the Lord, and speak it out in the private times. Speak it out. Don't hide it in thy heart. Speak it out, says the Lord, and let it be established in the heavens. Hallelujah. Father, I release it and I break every word of negativity and doubt. Oh God, in Jesus' name, no longer mixed seed will come out of this mouth, but Father, the wholeness of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Sharabababababahai. You believe it? Good. Father, equip her right now with your anointing in Jesus' holy name. Equip her, Father, with the anointing of God, that as she's seen it, she will call it in. She will call it in and she will speak it out. And she will build it and develop it in the spirit realm. And Father, she will see it in the natural. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, I thank you now. In Jesus' name. Yeah. I just sense that God saying, be very direct with your words. No mixed seed. Just direct with the word. Yes. Yes, it's mine. Yes, it shall be. Hallelujah. Sharababarababashandarabai. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Lord God, stir up the miracle within him that he would see it. Yeah. Yes. I just sense it like a Samuel and an Eli. And God's been calling you even from a young age, Ross. And you've been running and saying, yes, Lord. And yet there's been little understanding of what you've been saying yes to because you didn't know it was the voice of God. But God's saying, it's me that's speaking. It's me that's speaking. And have I not declared things to you, says the Lord? And will I not establish that which I have declared? Will you not step out the boat and dare believe your God? For many a times there's been waves that have crashed. Many times there have been swamps, says God. And even to the point where you sometimes felt, God, I'm going to drown. I just don't feel I can breathe. And all of a sudden the hand of God lifts you up. And there's a restoration. But God's saying, look beyond the now. And look into your future and destiny, says God, by faith. And grab it. Declare it. Believe it in your private times. Sow words of seed into it, says the Lord. Connect faith with the vision and you shall see it come to pass, says the Lord your God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name. Father, I right now speak into his spirit. Oh, refreshing of the vision and of the dream. And Father, sometimes the trepidation of should I dare believe it? But God, you're calling them forth. And then the Holy Ghost is saying, come, Ross, come. Come. Would you believe him with that word? Come. Come, says the Lord. Come and I will fulfill. Hallelujah. Shadababadabai. Shadababakarababasanda. Miracle. The miracle of God. Yes, the miracle of God. Few be one that would see, says the Lord. And what you've seen, says God, will come into fruition. I will bring it in, says the Lord. You'd be one that would be declarer of the truth. A one that would even stand on the mountaintop and on the corner declaring my word. And many will even look at thee and laugh. Even in the church would look and laugh. But know this, the reality is, they wish they could do what I'm asking you to do. And therefore I will give you the boldness and the confidence of my spirit to shut off the voice and shut out the doors of those things, says the Lord. And you'll be one that will just do. Not looking for the glamour, not looking for the other things of the rewards. But you'll be one that just does. And as you do, I'll reward you openly, says the Lord. I'll reward you openly. Yet even in that, your spirit is yearning and knowing and desiring. For I know your reward is in doing my will. But I will add to that, says the Lord. For you're a man that desires my heart. And as you desire my heart, I will reveal more to you, says God. And I will bring you into an intimate place to hear the voice of the Father. Thank you, Father. Now let release his miracle. Release his miracle into this man's spirit that he would believe his God. Release it, oh God, that words of faith would come forth out of his mouth. Oh God, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much. Please, stay for a cup of tea and a cup of coffee, some fellowship after. And have a great week. A week full of faith. Amen. Oh, Mary, come. Dawn. Oh, you do Mary first. Yes, all right? Now I'll go and talk to Cameron. Bless you.